This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Senate may vote tonight on one of the big items the government is thinking about this year, a major rewrite of basic national energy policy. Several provisions would bolster the nuclear power industry, among them tax credits for nuclear production. Environmentalists have traditionally opposed nuclear power. Most still do oppose it, but the opposition is softening a bit at the edges. NPR's Mike Pesca has this report.
Yesterday, President Bush visited the Calvert Cliffs nuclear facility in Maryland and laid out to the supportive crowd, the basics of why we need energy. He said that over the past decade, America's energy consumption has been growing about 40 times faster than our energy production. But that's an abstract statistic, so he tried to put our energy situation in terms everyone could understand.
If you're a baseball fan, you need energy. I mean, try going to a night ball game without any lights. I bet the Nats and the Orioles, by the way, speaking about baseball.
By using the nuclear facility as a backdrop, the president was, to some extent, taking a stance. He was the first president to visit a nuclear site since Jimmy Carter went to Three Mile Island after its Unit 2 suffered a partial meltdown in 1979. President Bush was also doing something no average citizen has been permitted to do since September 11, 2001, taking a tour of Calvert Cliffs. The safety of plants from terrorist attack is just one of the problems of nuclear energy, says Naveen Nayak, environmental advocate for the U.S. Public Interest Research Group.
Nuclear power as a solution to global warming is at best trading one problem for another. We can't produce tens of thousands of metric tons of radioactive waste in the process of trying to address global warming.
But some self-described environmentalists are so concerned with greenhouse gas emissions that they've warmed to nuclear energy. But this warming is far from global. Fred Krupp is president of Environmental Defense, the 400,000-member group which successfully lobbied to ban production of the pesticide DDT. He is routinely identified as a moderate environmentalist on the issue of nuclear energy, but his words are far from encouraging to the industry.
You know, in view of the severity of global warming, we all should have an open mind about all, you know, of the 10 or 15 ways that conceivably could help solve the problem, whether that's energy efficiency, solar, wind power, or even nuclear power. But on nuclear power, you know, it's not time to start building the plants. What are we going to do with the waste? How do we deal with the threat of terrorism, et cetera?
The last big et cetera is cost. Few believe that a nuclear plant can turn a profit in America without a big government subsidy. All these knocks against nuclear add up to what Naveen Nayak of USPIRG sees as a uniformity in the stances of the big environmental lobbying groups.
I'm talking about NRDC, Sierra Club, USPIRG, Environmental Defense, National Wildlife Federation, the League of Conservation Voters. All of them have a position that opposes nuclear power.
Even though an amendment co-sponsored by John McCain and Joe Lieberman, which would have strongly bolstered the nuclear industry, was voted down, the overall Senate bill will contain several pro-nuclear provisions, including tax credits, extended lawsuit protection, and the authorization of a test reactor to be built in Idaho. The bill is expected to pass before the Senate breaks tomorrow for summer recess and the high electric bills that come with it. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.